Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Tuesday, October 13th, 2015. Israeli troops killed 3 Palestinians, meanwhile 83 others injured during ongoing clashes in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli forces shot and killed a Palestinian from Dehesh refugee camp Tuesday evening during clashes at the northern entrance of Bethlehem, medics said. Mu'taz Ibrahim Zawahra, 27, was hit with a live bullet in the chest and was taken to hospital in critical condition, medical sources at Bethlehem Governmental Hospital told local media. Zawahra was rushed to the operation room but quickly succumbed to his wounds, they added. 2 more Palestinians were killed on Tuesday after being shot dead by Israeli soldiers. The 2 Palestinians were killed after attacking Israeli civilians on a bus in Amun Hanatziv in central Israel, killing 2 Israelis and wounding 18 others. In a separate attack on Tuesday morning, a 22-year-old Palestinian man allegedly stabbed a 32-year-old Israeli just before 9 a.m. near the bus station in the Israeli city of Ra'anana. The Palestinian was then shot by several Israeli bystanders and critically injured. A third alleged attack by a Palestinian against Israelis remain uncertain. The incident may just have been a traffic accident, despite Israeli claims that the Palestinian driver deliberately drove his car into an Israeli one. Clashes on Tuesday were reported in different parts of the West Bank and Gaza. In the coastal region, 50 civilians were injured when Israeli troops attacked protesters at the border areas in northern and central Gaza Strip. The Palestinian Ministry of Health stated on Tuesday that 33 Palestinians have been injured during ongoing clashes between local youth and invading Israeli soldiers in the West Bank communities. Among the injured, there were 14 children. Clashes were reported in central West Bank city of Ramallah, Nablus in northern West Bank, and the southern West Bank cities of Bethlehem and Hebron. Since October 1st, 30 Palestinians have been killed and more than 1,500 others injured by Israeli troops, according to the most recent report by the Palestinian Ministry of Health. The ministry said in its report on Tuesday that among the 30 killed Palestinians, there were 7 children. According to the press statement, 19 Palestinians were killed in the West Bank, including Jerusalem, while 11 were killed in the Gaza Strip since October. The Ministry of Health report also showed that since the start of October, 4,000 residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation fired by Israeli troops targeting Palestinian protesters. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was Tuesday, October 13th, 2015, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Ismail and me, Ghassan Bannoura.